dementia and ethnic minority communities. Dementia is a disease that affects not only the individual but also their loved ones. According to the World Health Organization, around 50 million people worldwide suffer from dementia, and this number is expected to triple by 2050. Dementia can have a profound impact on the lives of those who care for people with the disease, and research has been conducted to slow its progression. In 2018, Race Equality Foundation found that there are currently over 25,000 people from minority communities living with dementia in the UK. The findings suggest that it's becoming evident that it's even increasing in the black communities in the UK, as they are at higher risk of vascular dementia than white population. Whereas the number of blacks with dementia is increasing faster than the whites. The ever-widening inequality between communities is a major drive, the report adds. The charity explains that inequality impacts black and other ethnic minority communities and their families throughout all stages of the dementia pathway, that from diagnosis, the care they receive and end of their life. Research has been conducted to find ways to slow the progression of dementia. Although there is currently no cure for the disease, there are treatments available that can help manage symptoms and improve quality of life. Medications such as cholinesterase inhibitors and memantine have been shown to improve cognitive function in some patients. Additionally, lifestyle changes, such as regular exercise and a healthy diet, have been associated with a reduced risk of developing dementia. Dementia can cause significant changes in an individual's behavior and personality, which can be challenging for family members to cope with. Loved ones often struggle to provide the necessary care and support as the disease progresses, which can lead to carers' stress and burnout. Carers may feel overwhelmed, frustrated, and emotionally drained, leading to depression and anxiety. In recent years, there has been an increase in research on non-pharmacological interventions, such as cognitive training and social engagement, to slow the progression of dementia. These interventions aim to stimulate the brain and improve cognitive function, and initial results are promising. Studies have also shown that engaging in meaningful activities and socializing with others can improve the quality of life for people with dementia and their carers. The economic and social burden of dementia is enormous, and it is vital that governments take action to provide adequate care and support for those affected. However, despite the growing number of people with dementia, governments are falling short in their treatment of the disease. One of the main areas where governments are failing is in the provision of adequate funding for dementia research. Although there have been significant advances in understanding the disease, there is still much that we do not know about the causes and mechanisms of dementia. Furthermore, there is a lack of investment in research into treatments and potential cures. Governments must invest more in dementia research to improve our understanding of the disease and develop effective treatments. Another area where governments are falling short is in the provision of adequate care for people with dementia. Many people with the disease require long-term care, which can be expensive and difficult for families to provide. However, many governments are not providing enough funding for dementia care services, leaving families to bear the burden. Furthermore, there is a lack of support for people with dementia and their families in the community. Many people with dementia and their families feel isolated and unsupported, which can have a negative impact on their quality of life. Governments must invest in community-based dementia support services to provide people with dementia and their families with the care and support they need.